To Herb Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day here. It's all about empowerment. Yes, we want to empower you, and that's what we're going to do. First part of the show, we are going to be talking about the genetic cause of disease AI models. We're going to talk about that. We do have a brief crack report, but before we get to all that great stuff, big salute and semper fi to righteous men and women in uniform. Hitting the knees, seeking the Lord's face and minding the time, because it grows short. Let's see, our devotional puts us in Psalms 104, where it says, "He causes the grass to grow for the cattle, and herb for the service of man, that he may bring forth food out of the earth." Yes, Psalms 104:14, one of my favorites. Herbs are here for the service of man, the healing of the nations. God can't lie. Without further ado, let's do the quack report. All right, first up, last but not least, in the quacker, this is a lawyer. This is a U.S. lawyer going after the U.K. Ofcom policy. Yes, American lawyer Ronald Coleman argues that Britain's Ofcom cannot dictate speech policies for American platforms under the Online Safety Act, or the OSA, emphasizing the U.S. free speech protections must prevail on American soil. So the U.S.-based platforms 4chan and Kiwi Farms are suing Ofcom, rejecting their demands to comply with OSA requirements such as removing what they consider illegal speech by British standards, claiming it violates their First Amendment. So the lawsuit challenges whether foreign governments can enforce censorship laws globally, particularly influencing how similar laws like the EU Digital Service Act interacts with U.S. constitutional rights. So despite both platforms blocking the UK access, so, you know, U.S. citizens can't see these American sites, Ofcom continues to threaten with fines up to 10% of global revenue in the millions, like 10 to 20 million, prompting accusations of unconstitutional overreach by the plaintiff's attorney. Coleman is saying, "We only want to make sure that those laws stop at the shores of the UK. Frankly," he said, "they can't expand as far as they want. They can expand as far as they want, just not on the shores of the United States." He also added, "If you want to build a wall around your citizens, we'll do it. Do it the way of the North Koreans. Do it the way of China, but just don't come to our little island and try to tell us how to conduct our business." Well said. And I agree. You don't let the UK laws infiltrate American lands. And that wraps the quack report. All right, so we're back. We're going to be talking about genetic cause for your disease. It's an AI model that they're building. This is a predictive AI program. Will determine risk of genetic mutated variants that will, they say, cause disease in humans. And this research was published in the August Journal of Science. And let's see, the research was conducted at the Mount Sinai School of Medicine, and the program looked at millions of electronic health records and routine lab tests to determine a score for the disease risk on a spectrum attempting to register a disease risk. So rare DNA mutations are often identified but lack a treatment plan, especially if the patient has no symptoms yet. So the researchers used routine lab tests for cholesterol, blood work, kidney function as their guide. And the system, we're told, will apply novel ways to detect which genetic scores are rare and at high risk. An example would be high blood pressure, diabetes, and cancer do not seem to fit into a neat profile for rare genetic or disease risk. The AI model intends to quantify disease on a spectrum to offer extreme detail on how disease risk is created. If this works, the program will most likely replace a current DNA disease test. Here's a quote from Ron Doe. He's a professor in personalized medicine Icahn School of Medicine in Mount Sinai, he said, "We wanted to move beyond the black and white answers that often leave patients and providers uncertain about what the genetic test result actually means. By using artificial intelligence and real-world lab data, such as cholesterol levels or blood counts, that are already part of most medical records, we can now better estimate how likely disease will develop in an individual with a specific genetic variant. This is scalable," he says. "Science can offer an accessible way to support precision medicine, especially when dealing with rare or ambiguous findings," end of quote. All right, so the research used over 1 million electronic health records and built models for 10 common diseases. And when the researchers applied these models to patients with a rare genetic variant to generate a score between 0 and 1, that would reflect the likelihood of developing a disease. So the score of 1 suggests that the generic variant would contribute to a disease. And they were able to generate over 1,600 genetic variant scores. Interesting. Well, the results surprised the research team. The variants that previously were labeled as uncertain in older tests showed clear disease signals, while other variants that were thought to cause disease showed little effect in real-world data. So what is the lesson on scientific tests? Well, there's a 20% error margin in them. Always remember that. However, the AI model will be used by your healthcare as a guide for things like early screenings, preventative steps, help avoid unnecessary worry, or even treatments. Now, I would also add, if screening uses this AI program, they may be used for standard physicals, often required for health insurance, life insurance, or employment, and other important aspects of life. It could have an impact on weeding out applicants. Here's another quote from Dr. Doe. He says, "If a patient has a rare variant associated with, let's say, Lynch syndrome, for instance, and it scores high, that could trigger earlier cancer screenings. But if the risk appears low, jumping to conclusions or over-treatment might be avoided," end of quote. Well, you know, it's your genetic code, basically. Science has, you know, published reports on your DNA. They say it can't be changed, yet other studies support that our diet dictates our DNA and changes with the foods we eat. And my position is, what you put in the body does matter and does affect your DNA for better or for worse. So there was a study where they had two groups. One was eating kind of a junky diet, and one was eating a very clean organic diet. And they tested them and their DNA. And then they switched the diets to the groups. And within 6 days, it changed the DNA of these two groups just based on the foods they were eating. So you have a lot of power just with your diet. Imagine the power you have when you add medicinal plants. All right, so cleansing your organs, it's the cleanse and nourish approach. It's my thing. It's my way of, you know, sidestepping problems, health problems. So cleansing our organs helps to keep the metabolism functioning well, and helps us to avoid health issues. So if you want to learn more about the cleanse and nourish system, it's so easy, and it's not hard, and it's not expensive. Call the folks at Apothecary Herbs. They have information. They have a free product catalog. They have a blog there on their website. They also have free online newsletters that are very informative. So, you know, knowledge is power. Give them a call at 866-229-3663. 866-229-3663. If you're outside the U.S., dial 828-469-5972. 828-469-5972. Of course, the website, The Power Herbs, thepowerherbs.com. Take the power back. That's what you're doing. Ask for that free catalog. If you're on the website, then go to books and newsletters, sign up for the newsletters, ask questions. They're very helpful with that. Get a free catalog full of immune support formulas, pandemic kits, heart attack packs, all kinds of things that can empower you and keep you well out there. So thepowerherbs.com, and I can see I'm out of time. The information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease. Seek medical advice if you dare from a licensed medical physician before using any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Until next time, I wish you all to be well.